It's Rapid Fire Wednesday. So Miss Natalie has a lot of questions that we're going to talk about our from our past 2 weeks, the things that we are getting questions about for Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy for semaglutide weight loss. So have at it, and I'll go fast as I can.
Okay.
Ready, go.
How do you qualify?
So patient comes in. We do a quick interview. We're going to do laboratories, check their hemoglobin A1C, their blood sugar. If that blood sugar is over 120 and sometimes over 105 or anywhere in between there, we're going to look at their hemoglobin A1C. If that is 5.9 or above, there is a likelihood that you may qualify for the treatment through your insurance. And if you don't and you're still extremely overweight and you want to lose weight, well, then we would use a different route, which is compounded. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that we're saying no. It's just a no right now. We'll go a different route.
Right. Okay.
Excellent question.
Is there anyone that cannot take it for any reason?
There are people that are just not going to do well with it in the sense of if they're not going to be willing to change their way and their habits, they're probably going to be nauseous for quite a while and they'll end up stopping themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to look at it as a program, not as a program that this is about your lifestyle. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is to invest in your health. Mm-hmm. That's not just by going to a doctor. That's also taking the opportunity to learn about foods, exercise, the things that you can do so that you're not having that. You know, when people first get started and it might be a little bit difficult, we'll start them on Ondansetron, which is a medication, melts in their mouth, and it'll help to solve that for a little while. But they have to learn how to eat the right foods. But that gives them a good week to 2 week period for us to help them through that and choose a little bit different foods. And it's not hard. It's just making the choice. And we're not making it so hard with a dietary plan that you're not going to do it. You know, I was 204 pounds at one time. Mm-hmm. So I understand the journey, and we're going to make those little baby steps so that we can be successful at it.
Yes. Good. So are there things that I absolutely cannot eat, or can I eat everything?
Well, you know, I always share with everybody, you can eat everything. However, there is a side effect to that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having, if you're eating greasy foods, if you're eating something that's fried, things that, you know, that are high in sugar, it's going to sit in your stomach and you're going to feel nauseous. And most likely the result of that is going to be a severe form of diarrhea that not anybody, you know, you really don't want to go through that. So avoid it by monitoring what you just choose better. Just choose a few things. You know, I like a few things like Chalk Zero is one of my go-to. Mm-hmm. It's no sugar candy. And, you know, even they have waffles that have incredible syrup that have no sugar. So there's some things that we can teach you to work around your cravings that are also healthy for you.
Okay.
So we'll work with you.
Okay. Do I stay on this medication forever?
You know, there are going to be some people that are going to probably be long-term, but our goal is to always get everybody off of medication and teach them a lifestyle and a livelihood of how to continue without taking a medication. And there are some that are like, oh, doc, you know, if I get off of it, you know, I need just a little bit. So we'll actually go to, we'll reverse dose. So if we started you at a small dose, and then you went up to a higher dose, you've lost all this weight. Now we're going to start backing you down from the dose so that you can learn to live without the medication. Your body and your brain also learns to live without it. And then if we have to keep a small amount, there are patients that will take a very small amount once a week or once every 2 weeks to keep them going in the right direction.
Okay. The other one that I've gotten is, how do I know what milligram I'm supposed to take? Well, you know, like, what if I take it and it doesn't work for me?
That's a great question because, you know, sometimes that first month, because we do go on a slow type, we call it a titration. In other words, we increase your medication as you can tolerate it. And if we went to that 1 milligram dose, most likely you're not going to tolerate it and you're going to stop it. So the goal is to be able to help the system get rid of the blood sugars so that they're processed and your body can get rid of them the way they're naturally supposed to be rid of. You change your dietary habits and now your liver is working so that it'll actually start to burn the unwanted fuel that you have in your body, which is our fat.
Before you get on it, do you already have to know how to inject yourself?
Oh, great question, because most of our patients don't know how to inject themselves. So we do a quick 5-minute, we teach you how to do it. And there's also a YouTube that we have that everybody mm-hmm. can look at. We'll actually post that on Instagram and Facebook to make it super simple. It's not an intramuscular injection. You're not starting an IV. It is a very tiny, tiny tuberculin needle, which means it's kind of like what I call a mosquito needle. It's tiny. Mm-hmm. And you just pinch your little fold and you put it in, and it's a pin. It makes it very easy. Now, if you're on a compounded, mm-hmm. it can be a little bit more intimidating because you have to draw the medication up. We show you how to do that because you don't want to start with too much or give yourself too much, because then your blood sugar is going to drop and you don't want that to happen because that can be dangerous. So we go through that on how to draw it up, how to give it to yourself or a family member. A lot of families come in together, husband and wife, a daughter and mom come in together, and we show them so that they can help each other. But super simple.
Okay. And the news keeps talking about it's in short supply.
It is in short supply.
So what happens if I start it and then I can't get it?
So if you start it and you're not able to get it, which we do get those phone calls on a daily basis that they're not able to find one of them, even with switching with pharmacies. And that's when we usually go to a compounded, because there is an emergency use parameter that allows certain pharmaceutical compounding pharmacists to compound it so that you can utilize it. So, okay. Yep, they're working on it. They're working on it.
They are.
That was a great rapid fire.
It's good, yes. That's a good amount. I'm sure we'll have some more next time.
Yes, and if you have more questions, drop a line below and we'll be out there to answer them. And if you have any questions, 281-265-6565, or email us at info@meridianmd-dds.com or info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We'll answer them both, and it's actually we're the ones answering them, mm-hmm. so we will reach out, we promise. And again, thank you again for Everyday Health Hacker, powered by Meridian Health Institute and Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. We're here to serve your health resource needs for medical and dental. Have a blessed day. Thanks again, Natalie.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you next week.